It's a wild pass that hits Maloney. He kicks for Toho. Brian Toho! The somersault finish for his second of the game. Give him a capo, K-blocker. He is unbelievable.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Didn't he score a couple of spectacular tries on Friday night, Brian? Toho!
Yeah, it was great to watch, wasn't
it? Toho, he's a bit of a star, isn't it?
A bit of swagger about him. He winked at the camera a couple of times and clapped the crowd as he's walking back after scoring tries.
Well,
great. Fantastic.
Yeah. Speaking of swagger, time now to speak to Dean Bulldog Rishi. Hello, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray.
Sorry, morning, number Dino. One rugby league journalist for the Daily and Sunday Telegraph.
Flight delays.
That's right. A bit of jet lag. Dino, just incredible. Zorb mentioned it earlier, 4 days of rugby league. Let's go back to the origin. Your take on that game, and let's call it a mini dynasty that has been built for New South Wales. Hashtag two in a row.
Yeah, certainly two in a row, Jimmy. It was just a fantastic night for the game. It was one of the most spine-tingling finishes that I can remember covering over many, many years of our game. Certainly James Tedesco was a step ahead of every player I thought in the series. Certainly the Blues had some good players, as did Queensland, but Tedesco over the three games was the Wally Lewis medal winner, and rightly so. I just think now, guys, that this fella Tedesco is starting to really move up into the category of the modern day greats when it comes to fullbacks. Look, if you want to go back, you can go back to a Graham Eady. Then you come forward to guys like Gary Belcher, Anthony Minicello, Gary Jack. There's been some great fullbacks over the last 30, 40 years. But at just 26 years old, I think James Tedesco is heading headfirst into that group. And even now, with 4, 5, 6 years left of his career, I think he'd sit snugly alongside those blokes when it comes to fullback play.
Dino, is Tedesco the best player in the world right now?
Well, Ray, if you base it on what we saw in Origin, you'd have to say yes.
Yeah.
You would have to say yes. And that is a bloke excelling at the highest possible level in rugby league. This is not NRL, this is State of Origin, which is another notch or two above. So if a bloke can go out there and dominate like he did for 3 straight games at that level of intensity and ferocity, I can't sit back now and think of a better player in the game on current form. Certainly, you know, you've still got your Cam Smith, etc. There's some wonderful players playing rugby league. But based on form and based on what we've just seen, I'd have to say Tedesco's number one.
Fair call.
And he's played 2 test matches for Australia. Yeah. He's played 2 test matches.
He'd be behind Billy Slater for a while, but
yeah,
he'd be first man pick, wouldn't he now? Surely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's even with all the great fullbacks around. Mm-hmm. Hey, Dino, Benji Marshall, he plays his 300th. He did spend a little bit of time out of the game playing for Auckland Blues in the rugby union. But I reckon he, more than any other player, maybe Billy Slater could rival him, have made kids fall in love and want to play the game of rugby league. What do you think?
Yeah, Jimmy, it's really hard to argue that, particularly when Benji was at his absolute peak, say 6, 7 years ago. Certainly that flip pass in the 2005 grand final has gone into immortality in terms of highlight reels for grand finals. Every kid down the local park wanted to be Benji Marshall. And I tell you what, guys, he's a brilliant, brilliant player, but I think we've got to really come forward and point out his longevity and his mental strength to still be playing 3, 4, 5 years after some had written him off. He'd gone elsewhere. His form at the Dragons and the Broncos wasn't great. There was a period when he was in reserve grade, but the way he has bounced back shows a side to Benji that rarely gets mentioned, and that's just resolve. And this guy today, it's just a little bit of a shame, I guess, as much as we love Cam Smith, and 400 is a milestone that may not be beaten for many, many years. I guess it's a shame in terms of Benji that he hasn't quite got the accolade this week because of Origin and because of Cam Smith.
And we also can't forget he went to rugby union for a short while too. Dino didn't make that work. And so he's had to really get his career back on track a couple of times. He's managed to do so. And at the moment, he's playing really well. He wants to play on, I think.
Yeah.
look, there are some suggestions just floating around, guys. Not confirmed yet, but of the two veterans at the West Tigers, that Benji may go on for another year.
Mm-hmm.
But the bit of mail out of Concord is that Robbie is really weighing up whether he should go for another year. Both certainly, based on form, could probably go around again, albeit we have to point out rugby league is a very cruel game, and when you get to a certain age, it can catch up with you very, very quickly. And I think all of us wouldn't want to see either of those two go that season too long. But certainly on form, you couldn't deny them another year. And I think Benji, with that young crop of Tigers that are coming through under Michael Maguire, would be a godsend to have out there for another year. And look, who knows, maybe Robbie might join in. But certainly at this point, Benji looks like he'll go around. But Robbie just wavering a bit, and we understand that.
Might all come down to how much they can pay them.
Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting one, isn't it, Jimmy?
Yeah.
What do you pay guys of that age, knowing that their careers are coming to an end? Mm. I mean, in their heydays, they were probably $1 million a year players. But clearly now, it's a matter of trying to squeeze them into the salary cap. And obviously, post football careers as well would come into that.
Yeah.
But it's a difficult one to answer, isn't it? I mean, $300,000-$400,000 a year. I mean, is that a figure that would not be insulting?
So you pay them. This is where you weigh it up against, not what they're worth, but you pay them the opportunity cost of them not playing. So what do you get paid doing your media gigs elsewhere? Well, if we can pay you that or a bit more, then have another season.
Mm.
So that's the one that the West Tigers have to work out. Any other new? Actually, let's go through these games because there's three on today. Roosters up against the Cowboys, Dino. The latest changes there?
Yeah, that's up at the Central Coast, the 2 p.m. game today. Jimmy, Jake Friend is back for the Roosters, which is a nice little boost for them post-Origin. But I think you'll find that Trent Robinson will rest Tedesco and Cordner, both a bit weary after Wednesday night, as we would expect. So I don't think they'll play. And neither will Michael Morgan over there at the Cowboys. I think John Asiata will play 5-8 for the Cowboys. Of course, Morgan knocked out heavily in Origin 3 in Sydney. Now, the 4 o'clock game, of course, that's the Bankwest Stadium, 4 o'clock. Marshall's 300, as we mentioned. Moses Mbai has been named in the centres after representing Queensland, so I think you'll find he will back up. And Parramatta, at this point, guys, are 1 through 17. Of course, they reported that strong win over Canberra last weekend, so no changes expected there from Brad Arthur's troops. And then there's a 6 o'clock game down there at Wollongong, Wynn Stadium, Dragons beat the Raiders. Good news for St George Illawarra fans at this point. Ben Hunt named on the interchange bench, as has Tyson Brazel. Paul Vaughan named on the reserve bench, and Corey Norman named to play. So I think if all wake up this morning feeling reasonably good physically, all 4 Dragons reps will play. And good news also for the Raiders. Josh Papali, Jack Whiten expected to back up. Nick Kotrick also back from an ankle injury. So that's big for the Raiders, but they have lost Ryan Sutton there, back row in England. He's out with a calf strain.
Mm. 3 big games this afternoon. Dino, any other news around?
Yeah, there was a bit of news out of England, Ray. Adrian Lamb, a good coach on the rise, was just talked about quite discreetly among a few NRL clubs in the past year. He came into Coach Wigan as an interim coach, but it looks like now he's going to be offered a nice deal to remain at Wigan. So I think you'll find Adrian Lamb will be off limits in terms of coaching in the NRL for the next year or two. Also, a bit of news coming out of Cronulla. Kurt Capewell, the club want to keep him. He wants to stay a Shark, but it looks like he may have to be squeezed out. And he has been offered to the Warriors. He's knocked that back. He wants to stay at the Sharks. He wants to stay in Australia. And I know Paul Gallen's got a huge rap on Capewell, but I think you'll find once financial reality hits and the salary cap bites that Capewell may be one that's squeezed out down there at Shark Park.
Mm, played well last night too, Capewell. He's a good player. Was added to that squad for Queensland, extended squad too. So he's there or thereabouts. Good on you, Dino. Thanks for that, mate. I might see you. You're out at Bankwest today?
I'll be out there, mate. Looking forward to catching up with you, Jimmy.
All right. We'll have a catch up there.